the resolution 1325 is about protection, safety, empowerment, and legislation for women's rights. And it was abiding for all countries that are under conflict. I come from Iraq. In Iraq, neither any of those provisions of the resolution was applied by the government. There is no safety for women, as all kinds of violence, social violence, are subject on her, and there is no protection for her, as when she was trafficked under ISIS and enslaved in ways that the modern history has not heard of. These are issues that we wanted to highlight here, and we did. I did it in the speech, and I also added that it's not only ISIS that is trafficking women of Iraq. There is a lot of trafficking under the government of Iraq, which not much has been done against. And the issue of legislation, I also highlighted that women are still subject to violence because the laws still do not look at her as a full citizen, and the policies are even worse than that.
I'm sure that the Iraqi government would say that they are doing what they can to protect women under the Iraqi constitution?
The Iraqi government is not doing anything to protect women of Iraq. And when others like NGOs are protecting them, they are preventing us. They are telling us that it is illegal activity. So they look at the protection of women as a criminal activity to be held accountable for. That's the reason I came here, to tell the international community that the state that you built in Iraq is imposing violence on women and also upon the organizations of women, to ask for their assistance in forcing the Iraqi government to change legislation and to allow sheltering of women, but also to allow the voices of women.
What is it that you say are the vital changes that need to happen now then in terms of policy towards women?
The issue of saving women from honor killing and from trafficking is so high in Iraq. There's such a need for it that there needs to be a new legislation that gives the legal status to the shelters of women to be run by NGOs. The government is run by extremists, by Islamist extremists, and they do not care.
Obviously, they would deny that categorically, that they're extremists.
They deny it right away, and they do not allow you to function. At some point, a person in the government called us as prostitutes who are calling for the promiscuity of women. So for us in Iraq to feel that we can run our women's rights work in a safe way, we need the support of the international community, and also for the women's rights defenders also.